God and Father, we come to thee, we are burdened to bring the gospel message to people, and we pray for all who are on, and if there's any listening in who are still without Christ, we pray for their salvation, pray that others may perhaps join or listen on the recording afterwards, and we pray thy blessing on all today and according to our needs, and so help us as we read thy word and present the gospel that thy Holy Spirit will take control of this and bring thy word to conviction of sin in the heart and conscience of the people. And we ask these things that the name of the Lord Jesus be honored and glorified and sinners reached and saved. We ask it in his precious and worthy name. Amen. Now we're reading today from the first epistle of Peter, a few verses from chapter 1, and we'll start reading at verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Now that's verses 18, 19, and 20. And now we'll go down and read verses 23 to 25. Verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
So ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Unang Pedro, Kabanatang 1 or Chapter 1, verses 18 hanggang 20 and 23 hanggang 25. Verse 18, na inyong nalalamang kayo'y tinubos hindi ng mga bagay na nasisira, ng pilak o ginto, mula sa inyong walang kabuluhang paraan ng pamumuhay na ipinamana sa inyo ng inyong mga magulang. Verse 19, kundi ng mahalagang dugo gaya ng sa korderong walang kapintasan at dungis, sa makatuwid baga ay ang dugo ni Kristo. Verse 20, na itinadhana bago pa man itinatag ang sanlibutan, ngunit inihayag sa mga huling panahon dahil sa inyo. Sa verse 23, yamang isinilang kayong muli, hindi sa binhing nasisira, kundi sa walang kasiraan, sa pamamagitan ng salita ng Diyos na nabubuhay at namamalagi. Verse 24, sapagkat ang lahat ng laman ay gaya ng damo, at ang kanyang karangalan ay gaya ng bulaklak ng damo. Ang damo ay natutuyo at ang bulaklak ay nalalanta. Verse 25, datapwat ang salita ng Panginoon ay namamalagi magpakailanman, at ito ang salita ng mabuting balita na ipinangangaral sa inyo.
In our lost condition, inheriting a sin nature from Adam, we have all been born sinners. And from the very beginning of our lives, we are slaves to sin and to Satan. And in that condition, we are far away from God and have no power in ourselves to stop sinning. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Ang bawat isa sa atin ay ipinanganak na makasalanan, sapagkat taglay natin ang minanang kasalanan mula kay Adan. kung kaya't tayo ay alipin ng kasalanan at ni Satanas. Tayo ay malayo sa Diyos at walang kakayahang tumigil magkasala. Nasasaad sa aklat ng Roma, chapter 3, verse 23, ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
This means that all the time we are away from God, we are guilty before God. And the guilt increases every time we sin, because Satan has the mastery of us. That is why we all needed redemption. Because that means we need someone to pay a price to buy us out of that slavery. That is why we need the Lord Jesus to save us.
At dahil dito, tayo ay makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos. At sa bawat sandali, ang ating kasalanan ay dumarami, sapagkat ang ating buhay ay pinamumunuan ni Satanas. Kung kaya, kinakailangan tayo ay tubusin, nang ibig sabihin, nangangailangan na bayaran ang halaga upang tayo ay maalis sa pagkaalipin, at kailangan natin ang Panginoong Jesus.
The debt of our sin is very great, and silver and gold, though very durable on earth, yet both these valuable metals are corruptible. They are of no value when we leave this world. They cannot buy us a place in heaven.
Ang utang ng ating kasalanan ay napakalaki. At bagamat ang ginto at pilak ay napakatibay na metal sa sanlibutan, ito'y walang kabuluhan. Kung lilisanin natin ang sanlibutan, ang mga ito ay hindi natin madadala at hindi makabibili ng lugar sa kalangitan.
The only payment that God can accept for the debt of sin, the price of to redeem guilty sinners from eternal judgment, is the precious blood of his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. By his blood, which was shed on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago.
Ang tanging kabayaran na katanggap-tanggap sa Diyos para sa ating mga kasalanan at ang halaga ng pagtubos para sa makasalanan mula sa walang hanggang kaparusahan ay ang banal na dugo ng kanyang bugtong na anak na si Jesucristo na ibinuhos sa krus ng Kalbaryo mahigit 2,000 taon na ang nakararaan.
When the Lord Jesus came to earth into manhood, we must remember that he is truly God and became truly a perfect man, the only perfect man who lived on earth. He could not sin because he is God. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of Mary while she was still a virgin.
Ating tandaan na ang Panginoong Jesus ay totoong Diyos. At nang siya ay pumarito sa daigdig, siya ay isang perpektong tao. Ang natatanging tao na perpekto na nabuhay dito sa daigdig. Hindi siya magkakasala sapagkat siya ay Diyos. Siya ay pinaglihi sa pamamagitan ng banal na espiritu at isinilang ni Maria nang siya ay birhen pa.
The Lord Jesus lived a perfect, holy life. Therefore, he did not deserve to die because he is sinless. Yet he died willingly because he loved us. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
At sapagkat ang Panginoong Jesus ay perpekto, banal, at walang bahid ng kasalanan, sa makatuwid siya ay hindi nararapat na mamatay. Datapwat siya ay nagkusang namatay sapagkat mahal niya tayo. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 6, verse 23, ay sinasabi, sapagkat kamatayan ang kabayaran ng kasalanan, subalit ang walang bayad na kaloob ng Diyos ay buhay na walang hanggan sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon.
Many people hated his sinless life. They rejected him. So many people sadly do today. They demanded his crucifixion, and out of love for you and me, he allowed them to nail him to the cross. It was on that cross where he suffered and died for our sins.
Maraming tao ang galit sa walang bahid na kasalanan niyang buhay. Siya ay tinanggihan ng marami. Maging hanggang sa ngayon, siya ay ipinapako. At dahil sa kanyang pagmamahal sa iyo at sa akin, ay pinayagan niyang maipako sa krus, kung saan siya ay nagdusa at namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
It was because the Savior went willingly to the cross that 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, which we read, tells us that his precious blood was shed as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. A lamb is a submissive creature, and the Lord Jesus was submissive in his suffering and death.
Sa unang Pedro chapter 1 verse 19 ay ating nabasa na ang mahalagang dugo ng Panginoong Jesus ay ibinuhos kagaya ng tupang walang kapintasan at walang dungis. Kagaya ng isang tupang sunod-sunuran, ang Panginoon ay naging sunod-sunuran sa kanyang ama, sa kanyang pagdurusa at pagkamatay.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7 says of the Lord Jesus that he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
At sa aklat ng Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7 ay nagpapahayag ng patungkol sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Kagaya ng korderong dinadala sa katayan at gaya ng tupang nasa harap ng manggugupit, siya ay naging pipi, gayon may hindi niya ibinuka ang kanyang bibig.
Those words were written by Isaiah many years before the Lord Jesus came to earth. In fact, the sin of Adam, which caused man to fall into sin, never took God by surprise. It was already in place by God. He knew man would fall into sin.
Ang mga salitang ito sa Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7 ay isinulat ni Isaiah maraming taon bago pa man naparito sa sanlibutan ang Panginoong Jesus. Ang katotohanan ay hindi na sorpresa o nabigla ang Diyos nang si Adan ay magkasala, na naging dahilan upang ang bawat nilalang ay magkasala. May nakahanda ng solusyon ang Diyos dahil batid niyang ang tao ay mauhulog sa pagkakasala.
That is what is meant in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. The Lord Jesus was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, meaning he would die for our sins, and that by his blood we can be redeemed from sin's slavery and penalty, be saved from going down to hell and the lake of fire.
Ito ang kahulugan ng mga talata sa unang Pedro chapter 1 verse 20 na nagsasaad na itinadhana bago pa man itinatag ang sanlibutan, ngunit inahayag sa mga huling panahon dahil sa inyo. Ang Panginoong Jesus ay mamamatay upang tubusin tayo sa pagkakasala, sa pagkaalipin at kaparusahan sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "For he, God, hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him."
At sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 5, verse 21, ay ating mababasa, yaong hindi nakakilala ng kasalanan ay kanyang inaring may sala dahil sa atin upang tayo'y maging sa kanyang katuwiran ng Diyos.
On that cross, the Lord Jesus paid that redemption price in full when he suffered for sins in the 3 hours of darkness where God made him to be sin for us. We cannot take in what is meant for the Lord Jesus to suffer this, but we know he cried out these words before he died in John chapter 19, verse 30, the words, "It is finished."
At sa krus ng Kalbaryo ay binayaran ng Panginoong Hesus ang buong halaga ng pagtubos nang siya ay magdusa sa 3 oras ng kadiliman kung saan siya ay inaring may sala para sa atin. Hindi kayang ipaliwanag kung bakit ang Panginoon ay nagdusa, subalit ating mababasa sa aklat ng Juan chapter 19 verse 30 nang siya ay sumigaw ng tapos na bago siya mamatay.
God accepted that finished work that the Savior did on the cross. He died and was buried, but death could not hold him because he rose again from the dead the third day.
Nasiyahan ang Diyos sa natapos na gawa ng tagapagligtas sa krus. Siya ay namatay, inilibing, subalit siya ay muling nabuhay sa 3rd araw.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 and 4 tell us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Sa 1 Corinto chapter 15 verse 3 hanggang 4, itong sinasabi na si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan ayon sa kasulatan. Siya ay inilibing at muling nabuhay sa 3rd araw ayon sa kasulatan.
So because Christ has risen, salvation is offered to you with nothing to pay. He has paid that redemption price for salvation. But you need to repent. This is, turn from your sins and trust in believing faith upon the Lord Jesus. Trust him as your own personal Lord and Savior, and you will receive forgiveness of sins and be saved.
Dahil si Kristo ay muling nabuhay, ang kaligtasan ay inaalok sa inyo ngayon ng walang bayad. Siya ang nagbayad ng halaga ng pagtubos ng kaligtasan, subalit nararapat na magsisi. Ito ang pagtalikod sa inyong mga kasalanan at pagtitiwala at pananampalataya kay Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas at inyong tatanggapin ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan at kaligtasan.
We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 of being born again, not physical birth, but being born into God's family. Being born again of incorruptible seed is a wonderful thing and brings many blessings to you when you get saved. One is that you receive everlasting life and will have that here on earth and then eternally in heaven.
Binasa natin sa aklat ng unang Pedro chapter 1 verse 23 ang patungkol sa muling pagsilang o kapanganakan, hindi ng pisikal na pagsilang kundi pagsilang sa pamilya ng Diyos, pagsilang sa din nasisirang binhi, at ang kaligtasan ay may kaloob na mga biyaya. Isa dito ay ang pagkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan sa kalangitan.
We can rely on the Word of God, the Bible. That promise of eternal life is true. It is genuine. God never breaks His promises.
Mapanghahawakan natin ang salita ng Diyos, ang Biblia. Ang pangakong buhay na walang hanggan ay totoo at tunay. Hindi nasisira ang pangako ng Diyos.
The most important matter in your life right now is that you get this matter of your eternal destiny settled now. Life is so short. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 likens our life on earth to grass and to flowers. There are some lovely flowers in our garden at the moment, but they do not last. They fade and die. And grass dries up and dies too.
Ang pinakamahalagang bagay sa inyong buhay ngayon ay may ayos ang bagay patungkol sa walang hanggang destinasyon ng buhay. Ang buhay sa lupa ay napakaikli. Ito'y inahilintulad sa mga damo at mga bulaklak. Sa aming garden ay may magagandang bulaklak sa ngayon. Subalit ito'y hindi magtatagal at malalanta at mamamatay. At maging ang mga damo ay ito din ang kasasapitan.
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 warns us and tells you, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Life is so very short, and it is only in this life that you can be saved.
Sa aklat ng Kawikaan, chapter 27 verse 1, ay may babala. Sinasabi dito, huwag mong ipagyabang ang kinabukasan, sapagkat hindi mo nalalaman kung ano ang kahihinatnan. Ang buhay ay napakaikli, at sa buhay lamang na ito magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
Repent of sin and believe the gospel now. Be saved and please do not delay. The word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That's 1 Peter 1:25.
Magsisi sa mga kasalanan at paniwalaan ang magandang balita ng Ebanghelyo. Huwag ipagwalang bahala. Sa unang Pedro chapter 1 verse 25 ay muli nating babasahin, datapwat ang salita ng Panginoon ay namamalagi magpakailanman. At ito ang salita ng mabuting balita na ipinangaral sa inyo.
Now we're going to read finally in John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 16. I'll read it and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog and then I'll pray. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 3, verse 16, sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na sinilang na anak, upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
We'll close in prayer. God and Father, we come to thee again today and we reflect on what we've been reading from thy word and speaking about the fact that when we're born into this world, we come into that slavery of sin and under the power of Satan, who brought sin into the world through Adam. And we pray, our Father, that anyone on this call who still has not taken that step of repentance from sin and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he's done, the blood that he shed on the cross, and we thank thee that the salvation is still available. All the time we're here in our bodies, we have that salvation available, but we do not know when the last opportunity to be saved will come. Maybe it is today. And we know the Lord Jesus is coming very soon. And then it'll be too late. And we know that death can come to any one of us at any time. And if we're not ready to meet thee with our sins forgiven, there is that terrible judgment. And we want to meet every one of us in heaven with the Lord Jesus. We pray that everyone might make sure that they've taken that step of faith and been born again, born of God, received eternal life, forgiveness of sins. And we pray that would help anyone who's still not taken that step to do so even today. We thank thee for this time together. Bless everyone on the call and all our families and friends there. We ask in the precious name, the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.